talk to the animals. Just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be.
Good morning. This is Jacques Doolittle, and this is Pet Chat here on AM 1180 WFYL. I want to wish everybody a happy Saturday, and we've got some great guests today. We've got two guests. We've got Gordon and Sue Kriebel, and they're at what Perk Valley Pet Eatery, and we're going to talk to them in just a second. Want to do a little business first. You just listened to Bobby Darin talk to the animals from Dr. Doolittle, and actually it was sung, well, talked by the originator, but we have a much better singer with Bobby Darin. Anyway, I'm Jacques Schiller. We call me Jacques Doolittle because my wife says I talk to the animals. And I have a pet care company. It's called Soap and Bean Pet Care. And we do King of Prussia area and surrounding. We do the main line. We do overnights. If you go on a long vacation, you want somebody to watch your house along with your pets. We are bonded, licensed, and insured. So there are no worries. We're not a part-time company. We are full-time. Anyway, we'd like to welcome Gordon and Sue. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, Cha.
Hey, good morning to you. And I'd like to just find out a little bit about your company in general. So who wants to pick that up?
She's pointing at me, Cha.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
hi. Gordon Kriebel, my wife Sue, and I are the owners for the last 12 years of Perk Valley Pet Eatery. And I guess originally our name was tailored more towards a feed store. We started in business in, 2003. Right. Wow, I'm having to think this morning. Anyway, we originally called ourselves Trap Feed and Pet Supply, and that sort of denoted more of a feed store concept. But we've evolved into mostly a dog and cat organization. We cater to 98% dog and cat food supplies, the basic needs for companion animals, but mostly dog and cat products at this stage for our career. So we do that. And
now, did you have food for like horses or?
Yeah, we did. We had.
Because that's what it sounded like initially.
Yeah, initially,
with that name.
Going back to the time when we launched the store, the Collegeville Agway had recently closed, you know, and so we thought there might be a void in the market for that.
Right.
But
we really
found our niche in a different way. It was for dog and cats specifically. We've really honed in on that as our business concept.
So in about 2009, I think that was the year, we changed our name from Trap Feed and Pet Supply to Perk Valley Pet Eatery.
Perk Valley. And right. Where are you located?
Right on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. So the address is 130 West Main Street. So we're right there, just shy of the light at Route 113 and Main Street in Trap.
Now, if somebody came to your store, what hours and what days of the week are you open?
We're a 7 day of the week business.
Okay, cool.
Monday through Friday is 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays are 9 to 5, and Sundays 11 to 4.
Now, what kind of supplies or supplements and things like that do you have there, or everything?
No, aside from the pet food, you know, and that's the core of what we do, and hence the term eatery, because it refers to, of course, food
right. And
consumable things for pets, but also treats. Supplements, full line of treats, and in particular things that aren't, say, the norm. Like the norm in the industry is very sugary, kind of fractionated things that are maybe very well marketed, but not particularly great for your pets. Those are the things that we avoid. We try to keep a higher bar on quality, and we have a particular eye towards better quality things. And supplements, you can get things like digestive enzymes and hip fortification and supplements,
right.
Skin and coat things, any aberration that you might need to address that your food isn't taken care of, we can supplement that also.
We also have a full line of natural flea and tick products.
Okay. Now, what are the things to avoid that, say, if you just go to a market and you buy pet foods, and what are some of the things they put in that some of your supplements or some of your pet food does not put in? What are some of the dangers of these foods? Are there any particular things like a lot of grains, and or how does it work?
If you'd like me to answer that, Sue?
Yes, go right ahead.
All right. The main thing is it's on two levels. It's both what's put in and what you should look to exclude.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is looking at a label of a pet food as it is regulated. It's very difficult to tell or discern what level of quality is in the product. And there's a lot of wiggle room based on ingredient definitions. The governing body of labeling and is AFCO, which is an acronym. I don't need to tell you what that stands for. But anyway, AFCO is the regulating entity there. And there's just a heck of a lot of challenge just looking at a label and being able to tell if this is a quality product or not. And sugar is probably the worst culprit, not so different than human food. Challenges. Sugar is kind of like the hidden ingredient. When you look at a bag of a product of food, it's often a hidden ingredient, and fractionated starches. In essence, they are sugars. They're simple sugars when you get down to it.
So on the label, it'll say fractionated starches, as opposed to it'll say sugar. It won't say sugar usually.
It won't say sugar, but it'll say a form of a grain, and the reaction in the pet's body would be the same as placing sugar in the diet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's so easily metabolized into sugar that the effect is the same.
Okay. So is there particular care in getting supplies that are from the United States as opposed to China?
Right.
And you find more contaminations from out-of-country goods, supplies? What do you think?
There's certainly, since the big pet food recall of 2007, when there was 100-and-some companies that were affected by that, where there were both grain glutens and substituted toxins for labeled ingredients that were coming from China. Since that time, there's been a lot of an intensified scrutiny in pet foods and sourcing, and a lot of consumers do look for USA-sourced ingredients to avoid that potential problem again, where the industry is certainly headed that way. However, some things are only available through China, and some companies, there's very limited supplies of certain ingredients that don't source from China. So there is, in a lot of cases, some, you know, added ingredients that are not, you know, stated overtly as coming from China, but they still are. So you have to be careful. And it's really, again, difficult to discern without knowing the background of ethics with the company that you're dealing with.
Sure. Now, do you have suppliers that are like East Coast suppliers of all the things that you sell? Or they come from the United States all around? I'm sure you have certain suppliers that are your regulars. Are they found on the East Coast? Or
yeah, as far as getting products to the market, mm-hmm. Jack, you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we deal with a number of distributors, and we also deal direct with some manufacturers. In the food element, it's mostly through distribution, regional distribution centers. There's a couple of entities that cover the whole country that sell through independent supply outlets like ourselves, and others that will, just work regionally. So we have probably about 15 different distributors that we deal with. There's a handful of major ones, but you know, there's actually a network of distribution outlets that deal with high quality pet food outlets like ourselves. And supplies.
Gotcha.
And everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sue, I understand today being Saturday, not really because we're taping this, but today between 10 and 3, you have an event. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, thank you. Yes, today going on right now is our annual event that we call Barktoberfest. It's about its 8th or 9th year, and it's located at Waterworks Park, right behind our shopping center in Trapp. It's a fun event for pet parents and their furry family members, as we mm-hmm. like to call them at the store. So you're welcome to come to this event. You get a really awesome goodie bag with some bounce back coupons.
What are bounce back coupons?
Well, we provide coupons for the upcoming months for our customers to save. Gordon and I
bring them back to the store, but also
provide really great discounts, especially through the holidays.
All right.
Gordon and I are very good at passing deals along, and we have lots of promotions each month within the store. But getting back to Barktoberfest, we're going to have probably close to 70, 80 vendors that will be there.
Oh, wow.
Ranging from our pet food manufacturers talking about their foods, handing out samples, to local rescues, local businesses. The Valley Forge Kennel Club will be there doing a fun match first thing in the morning. And then at noon, they're going to have a contest or an event called My Dog Can Do That, which is sort of an introduction for dogs and their families to agility and obedience training. This is all being put on by the Valley Forge Kennel Club. So that'll be ongoing all day in the park.
Right.
And there's going to be goodies, food for humans to eat. And all of our vendors, years past, we've done a bunch of contests, silly contests, but this year we're giving the silly contest to our pet food manufacturer vendors. So customers or guests at the park get the chance to play some games while they're talking to our manufacturer vendors.
And can I give some examples, Sue?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, like for some of the silly things that we're doing, you have to guess the body part. Which sounds weird, but
guess the part, body part of an animal.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, parts that dogs chew on, you know, like bully sticks and cow ears and chicken feet. And,
oh, I see.
You know,
see.
Weird things like that that we have in the store that you can purchase for your pet.
You have to guess that this thing that you're looking at is an ear.
Yes,
that's it.
Got
yeah,
it.
Something like that.
That.
Yes.
All right.
And then there's some
there's
some word scrambles and a crossword puzzle and a dog toy toss and a frisbee toss and, you know,
interactive stuff with family.
Yeah, as you go through the vendors and you play these games, you'll accumulate paw perks, which are little certificates, little slips of paper
like a ticket
you can bring back to the store when you're done playing to redeem for some fun gifts.
Yeah, stuff.
Stuff, yes. And
it's
then,
like at a regular trade show. You get a little star every time you go to a vendor.
Right. Well, in their goodie bag that they'll get will be a grand prize ticket, which will earn them the opportunity to win up to, we've got $1,000 gift cards to the store and a couple of really nice raffle baskets
that you
can win. But have to come back to the store to enter to win for all of those fun prizes. But it's a real fun day. Right now the weather looks like it's going to be good, so hopefully right now it's sunny and dry, and we could get up to a couple thousand people coming out to this event. So
is it a free event?
Okay. Absolutely free.
Okay.
You can park in the field and just come right to the registration table, get your goodie bag and all your instructions, and go on your way and enjoy the day.
So if you're listening to the show, Pet Chat, on your radio, you could jump in your car and put on 1180 WFYL and listen to it on your way, because you'll have another 2 hours to enjoy the Barktoberfest.
That's right.
All right. What else is going on there?
At Barktoberfest?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have local businesses ranging from dog training to
restaurants, local service companies,
a Mary Kay representative, just not necessarily pet related, but customers of ours that own businesses. We opened it up to them if they own their own business to come in and show off their business.
Now, is it too? I mean, this event would. would have been perfect for my business, pet care. You know, they we've done different trade shows and had our table there and pass out literature and stuff. Is it too late to, since we're pre-recording this, we've got a couple days before the actual event, even though this is airing on Saturday, is it too late to be a vendor, or is that all set?
It would be a little bit difficult right now for somebody to hop in their car and set up a table, but...
No, I understand that, but prior to the event...
Oh, yes, I did lots of Facebook ads communicating out there to the community, the vendor opportunity, absolutely, and then it was on our website as well, and we talked about it in the store with all of our customers as they were coming and going.
Would you be the person to contact regarding
yes.
setting up a table?
Yes, or you can check out our website, which is pvpeteatery.com. And then you'll find a link to the Barktoberfest page. And actually, even right now, you can do that before you decide to come, because then you'd be able to see a list of all of the vendors that will be there that day.
And when a vendor sets up, they just find a space? And
well, we still need to take care of that this week.
The,
yeah, we'll have specific spots, because some need electricity.
You'll have a map and
yes.
shows where the vendors are.
Correct.
Okay, that's kind of neat.
Yes, but there'll be food, and the Trap Fire Company will be there selling hot dogs. So that's always a great way to give back to the community to support them. And the Scouts will be there selling tomato pie. So that's a great way to give back to them. And we have a company from the Philly area coming. That will be offering hot beverages, coffee, hot chocolate, specialty beverages. Cupcakes by Amy in Collegeville will be there with her delicious cupcakes.
Yeah.
And Brewster's Ice Cream, Brewster's from Limerick. Sheila and her cart will be out there selling ice cream.
Right. I was going to say she's got to have something to keep the ice cream cold.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Well,
she does.
She's next to the electricity, so she can keep that cold. So no worries.
All right.
Yeah, we also have the local owner of three different Philly soft pretzel franchises that's going to make dog bone shaped pretzels.
That's cool.
Either the dog or the person could eat these. So,
all right.
Yep.
So is it a regular pretzel, and if so,
right.
It's not too much starch for the animal.
Well,
it's for humans.
It's mostly for
soft
humans.
Soft pretzels
but
for humans.
He's going to make some without salt. So. If owners wanted to give some to their pet, they could, you know,
all right.
just for a special treat.
And we all know that dogs, especially dogs, eat mostly human food anyway.
Yeah, that's in the real world, I guess they get a little bit of human food.
A little bit. Okay.
So after you're done having fun at the event, you can come back to the store. We're actually going to stay open an hour later. We normally close at 5, but we open till 6. And you can enter your grand prize ticket and pick up your prizes with the Paw Perks. And then the entire store is on sale as well. And then, also our manufacturer reps all have, so our pet food vendors all have, most of them will have additional coupons that you can use on top of the store discount. So it's just, it's our biggest event of the year. And, you know, it's going to be a beautiful day. We can get thousands of people at the park. So it's just... It's a fun community event that we love to do every year.
And how many of your vendors are going to be there?
Our pet food vendors, there will be about 20 to 25 represented.
Oh, wow.
And there's about 9 or 10 rescues that will be there, and maybe 20 or so local businesses. And then the Valley Forge Kennel Club, they'll draw a lot of people to the event as well.
Okay. Well, great. Now, one more thing, let's talk about during this segment. Then we'll talk about your cat and dog rescue capabilities during the next segment. But what's happening on October 31st? Who wants to take that?
Well, every year, normally at Barktoberfest, we have a bunch of contests, including a costume contest. But instead this year, since all of the contests and games are going to be at our vendors, we are hosting on Halloween, October 31st at 1 o'clock, a costume contest at the store. So that's always a fun time. People love to dress up their animals. So that'll begin at 1, and we haven't exactly defined the categories yet. We'll probably have three or four, and there's a first, second, and third place. Everybody gets a little prize, but we have prizes for first, second, and third in the different categories. So I apologize for not having them at this time, but they will be listed on the website. We've been a little busy with Barktoberfest planning.
I bet.
So, yeah, that is one thing that...
Is it going to go on for a couple hours?
No, it'll just be an hour. It's a busy day for people. Lots of Halloween contests going on all over, I'm sure.
Yep.
But so we're just one stop in people's day. So it starts at 1.
A couple years ago, just a little aside, I was forced into by my wife doing a costume contest. And it actually was at Valley Forge Casino. And you dress up and they're going to give $1,000 to the best costume. So we were trying to figure out what to do. So what it ended up is we made a kissing booth that strung a little rope around my neck so it hung up so I could carry it around. And I was a mummy pirate, and I was the ugliest pirate. And it said 25 cents, and I crossed out the 25 cents and put 0 because obviously no one wanted to kiss me since I was ugly. And it won first prize.
Well, that's awesome.
I got $1,000. And on October 31st, always every year downtown, they have this David Henry bash where they have thousands of people dressed up. And always Rendell was always there. He was in a suit, but he just liked to see all the costumes. And that's a great Halloween costume party. That's a late night deal starting at about 10 o'clock at night. So wouldn't interfere with your costume contest.
Well, I'm sure with Halloween being on a Saturday that there's lots of parties being planned.
That's right. They sure are. Okay. Just like to end this segment, thank Sue and Gordon.
Thank you, Sean.
For coming in. And we're going to do another segment in a second. And this is 1180 WFYL, and you're listening to Pet Chat.
Just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be if we could talk to the animals, learn all their languages, maybe take an animal degree.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
1, 2, 3. Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Hi, friends. Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals.
Thank you, Bobby. Bobby Darin singing Talk to the Animals from Dr. Doolittle. This is Jacques Doolittle on AM 1180 WFYL, and you're listening to Pet Chat on this beautiful Saturday. Going on right now is the Barktoberfest, and that's over in Trapp. And we have two hosts, or guests today, Gordon and Sue. And they are with Perk Valley Pet Eatery. And we've been chatting about all sorts of stuff. So welcome back, Sue and Gordon.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Now, before we talk a little bit more, let me do a little ad for my company, Soap and Bean Pet Care. We're on the your computer. You could look us up at www.soph, Soph, that's short for Sophie. She's my 22-year-old cat. And the letter N. So it's Soph N Bean, B-E-A-N. That's my 6-year-old cat, Jilly Bean. And they're the president and vice president of our company. They're very important. SophandBeanPetCare.com. You'll see blogs. My wife writes these blogs as if the animals are talking. They want their mom and pop to come back off of vacation because they miss them and the like. And so they're funny little quips. We are a pet care service. We are in King of Prussia's surrounding area. We'll go down to Collegeville. We'll go to Phoenixville. We'll go to Conjohocken. We'll up on the main line. I have a couple dogs that I'm doing right now up on the main line. Zorro is a 120-pound lab, and Pikachu, he's a little tailless dog. He's so cute. I call him Chewy, and I take them to a dog park so they can run around like crazy, or just take them out in their backyard. So they're happy-go-lucky dogs, and this is an overnight because the folks are down and out of state, and so they want somebody to watch their house along with their pets. So that's part of our service. Anyway, let's get back to Gordon and Sue. Let's talk a little bit more about your store. Who wants to take it? Sue?
Well, I will start, but I just wanted to mention that we're cat lovers as well. We have 4 that live at our house.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And what are their names?
Well, there is Oliver, who's the oldest. He's an orange pussycat. And okay. Then there's Henry, who...
How old is Oliver?
About 80 years old.
He's about eight. And okay. Then there's Henry, who's probably maybe around 7. And then Isabel, the queen of the group, she's maybe 6. And then Charlie's the baby. He's maybe 2.5 or so. But all four of them came from the 2 cat adoption cages that we have at our store. We represent Spay and Save Cat Rescue. They're out of Plymouth Meeting?
Yes, Plymouth.
Plymouth Meeting. And so we have the good fortune of getting to see new kitty cats all the time. Oh, in addition to the 4 that we own, we actually have 2 store cats that are there all the time for you to come and visit. One is not so friendly. She likes.
So you adult. Have 2 hosts.
Well, we have 2 hosts. We have two kitty cats that live at the store, Maggie and Simba. Simba is an orange Persian, and he also came from Spay and Save. He was another reject. We all fell in love with them, and so do our customers as well. And then Miss Maggie, who who was a little on the grumpy side, and the kids know that, but she's mellowed in her old age, and so
she's occasionally extracted blood from a few customers.
Like, usually small dogs. Children. Yeah, usually yeah. Small children. She's not fond of small children and dogs.
If
which
they catch her at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So how does that work? I mean, they've got their little boxes they sleep in the back room, and they've got the water.
They do
and food.
actually sleep together in a cage in the back area of the store, and that's
and you leave the cage door open.
No, the cage door is closed, and the reason that they're caged at night, and they get along fine. They sort of snuggle, but they were opening bags of cat food and munching through the night.
Thought you had rats.
And on a cat, and we don't have that problem. But we were finding bags of food ripped open in the morning, and always the most expensive bags of cat food.
Well, of course, gourmet cats.
So, exactly. So they are caged at night.
But when people are walking around during the day in the store hours, the cats are meandering around.
Yes. They are, yes, they are. But Simba adores Gordon and follows him and wants him to sit in the office so he can like lay on him. So,
and they jump up on the counter when you're trying to do transactions.
They do
sometimes.
They do sometimes, right. But usually, what's really great
so they're
about
fun cats.
What's great about our store and our ability to adopt out cats is spay and save. The cats come to us, and if they're in other locations, like they put them in the big box stores, unlike the box stores, we fully take care of them. We provide litter and food, and you know we take care of the animals. They're not represented by spay and save volunteers. We actually take care of them at the store,
right.
But they also get the opportunity to be out and about. So they get their personalities come out, and customers see them. And a lot of times we have more adoptions for that reason, because they actually see how wonderful and interactive the cats are rather than just looking at them in a cage. So, the cats that come to our store are very well taken care of and loved, and so it's a good thing for them.
How many cats at a time do you have that you're looking to be rescued?
Well, we have two cages. Sometimes we have multiple kittens in one. Right now we just have a Scarlet. We have a little Scarlet.
She's
at the store.
She's a
tortie female. Yeah.
About a year old or a little less than a year old.
Yeah.
Right.
We just had two young, about 4-month-old, 5-month-old gray kittens, one male and one female, that were Larry and Lucy.
Yeah.
They're in, I guess they were a little bit.
They weren't feeling so well.
We have them in foster care right now until they're ready to get out into the adoption cages and look right and ready. So they get a little stressed initially when they come into rescue. So once they overcome that, then they're easier to adopt out. And we're just waiting for them to get to that point so we can put them back in the store.
Gotcha. Now, how many foster folks do you have out there?
Well, it's not us. It's spay and save has fosters. So
the rescues
have fosters, and then they just bring us the cats, and they get showcased at our store. And spay and save comes once a month and does a cat adoption day. So they'll bring some others from other stores and other foster homes. So it's one of the ways that we give back. We just, you know, Gordon and I, we also have a Cocker Spaniel at home, and her name is Emily. She comes to the store with us as well, so customers get to know her. But we do love, we're passionate about animals and taking care of them, and this is one of the ways we give back.
Sure. Now, mainly you have cat rescue, but understand you schedule dog rescues on occasion too?
We do. Maybe two or three weekends a month. We'll have some local pet rescues, dog rescues come in, and they'll set up outside. They'll take donations, and they usually have a couple of dogs with them. So that's nice for our customers to see on a weekly basis.
Absolutely.
And we're always looking for more rescues to be involved. You know, it'd be great if I could load up my calendar with rescues.
Yep. Okay. Let's go through a typical week at your store. I understand you've got different events, different things going on. Why don't you run me through like a typical week with different events and different supports and different things that go on in your store?
Weekends, there's a unique thing, and this would be Saturday and Sundays. So let's say you're out and you have the opportunity to stop in on a Saturday or Sunday. And again, the hours on Saturday are 9 to 5 and 11 to 4 on Sunday.
Okay.
So there's a place in our store which we call the Tasting Bar. And this was a concept we developed, and we have support from our manufacturer. So you can bring your dog out, in essence, and we have a bunch of open sampling bowl things, or we're going to be sampling out like up to like 6 or 7 different items at that time. And you can kind of come over to that section and either take a bag home for if your pet is not there, or if your pet is with you, they can actually sample items like right at the tasting bar.
So your dog, mm-hmm. you could see which foods your dog likes best.
Treats more, but right, foods okay. are also, we also offer like freeze-dried raw foods there.
Right.
Of course, we have plans, I guess, for in the very near future to be doing try raw food events also at the tasting bar. So there's opportunity to try different things at no risk and, you know, to sample them out before you buy them. So this is something that goes on every weekend. Now, on Tuesdays, there's another... Every week, there is a Toy and Treat Tuesday. So it's traditionally a little bit of a slower retail day, but now that we've done that promotion, I guess a lot of people are aware they can come in and get a 10% savings on their toys and treats on Tuesdays. So we've
That's
marketed
kinda nice.
That for a long time, right?
Yeah. Toy and Treat Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, you always want to do some specials on your down days or your slow days. To pick them up. Everybody does that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, once a month, we have a birthday party. Well, birthday potty. Potty. Yes. Yeah, so check out the calendar. Our October birthday party was yesterday, Sunday the 11th. So cupcakes are served at 1:10, and we take pictures, and you get a goodie bag, and it's just a little fun event that we do once a month at the store.
Now, do you have any upcoming before the end of the month, or because of the Barktoberfest, the costume contest, and all these things going on, you're not going to have another one?
Birthday party's once a month, so yes. It'll
just
be...
Just once, okay.
Yeah, it'll be in November, the next one, so
all right.
Yes.
And usually in the middle of the month, or just whenever you feel that you... is a good day
it
for
is
it.
It is usually the second or third. I don't plan them out because it's based on my staff schedule and when I can be there on a Sunday, because I'm usually the host of the birthday party.
Right.
But it's fun. People
you want to
really,
take an occasional Sunday off.
Yes, yes. Well, unfortunately, yesterday is... We just had one birthday celebration yesterday, but sometimes we can have 10. Sometimes we can have one. So, you know, people are busy, but it's just something else that we provide that you don't typically find at other pet stores.
No, and so far what you're talking about are very different items, events that I've never heard of at any pet store. So it's great. So what else is going on during the week at your store?
Any day, I guess, we have people that are there that can in turn just take a moment. Let's say you came into our store and you've had... Your cat or your dog is experiencing a digestive ailment, or there's an allergy, or what's been described or told to you by your vet as an allergy. Okay. And we have a staff that we have a lot of experience. I guess myself personally, I'm about 36 years in the pet food industry. So we have a lot of experience to fall back on. We can counsel on nutrition. But basically our mindset is that we're there to serve your pets. So at any point during the week, if you have some special questions, and this is not commonly available at other pet supply outlets, but come in and just, it's never charged for, but you get to tap into our thoughts and...
your expertise.
Well, that's it. I guess we want to be that type of outlet that takes
sure.
and cares about
it is,
the
it
customers
is another
and their
thing
pets.
That sets us apart is that our level of customer service and our ability to really help pets and their families with different issues. I mean, we've got special food for special needs, but we're willing to take time to counsel and guide you know, we aren't veterinarians, but we certainly have enough experience. You know, when you feed a better food, it's just like putting food into your own body. When you feed a better food, you're healthier. So it trickles down to our furry family members as well.
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Jacques. I had a client yesterday that came into the store, and they brought their two pit bulls with them, and it was pretty obvious they were experiencing some ear infections and some definite skin problems. I could see the evidence of that
right. In
their coat and the skin and everything. And they described what they've been going through. So we didn't really get into the full discussion, but she and I talked, and her husband was there as well. And they're planning to come back to visit on Wednesday night when they know I'm going to be there. So we're going to spend some time with them on Wednesday evening and really delve into the problems that they've been experiencing. Because there's a lot of challenge to, let's say, conventional wisdom on nutrition. And nutrition's really an emerging science.
Right. Yeah.
And everything is not known about nutrition. God's made animals so, and the God has made, you know, life so amazingly complex that there's no way that you can figure out all and understand everything about nutrition. But the challenge that we're seeing is a lot of things are being addressed with artificial products. So in a sense, we fix one problem and we create another.
Gotcha.
So yeah. We're constantly trying to get to the root cause and getting customers back to a healthier, more natural, properly balanced diet for their pets. And this takes a lot of effort.
Now, let me ask. My wife thinks this is a cause of what I'm going to talk about. And tell me if you think it's true. One of my cats...
It's true. I didn't need to think much.
Has eye irritations, and her eyes start welling up, and she gets a little, looks like pus or whatever. And my wife thinks it's from the cat boxes, the fumes,
dust.
Methane, or I didn't even think about dust. But I keep the cat boxes. They have two cat boxes. They are interchangeable. They don't care. Our two cats.
We have five.
They go into each other's boxes.
We have a lot of cats.
They just don't go at exactly the same time. So, but I try to keep it as clean as possible a couple times a day anyway. But she thinks that, you know, when they urinate, that some of the fumes get into the eyes and maybe she scratches it or whatever.
So can I ask you on that? Is there a – what kind of a cat litter do you use, Jacques?
Well, right now I use this stuff that's, I'm not sure the name, but it's that lightweight. It's in a big, it's in a big thing. It's got two handles and it's half the weight of all the other ones. So
right. That's
why I get it now. It's a little more expensive, but that's what I use.
Well, a lot of times cat litter is a clay composite.
Okay.
And it contains.
Because it absorbs.
Right. And it's a natural clay, and inherent to that is silica dust. And silica dust is known as an irritant, and it's also got actually carcinogenic properties. So inhaling of silica dust could actually irritate the eye ducts, or it could, you know, actually inflame that function. So it's a possibility that from that you might want to switch over to a non-clay type of a cat litter. Let's say, you know, we have a bunch of different – we have wood – based or let's say corn based. We also have walnut shell based cat litters and actually post consumer paper composite cat litters. So there's also a new one that we just brought in that's enoki wood, isn't it, Sue?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a bit of a.
What's enoki wood?
Oh, I was afraid you'd ask me that. I believe it's from like Thailand,
okay. And
it's a wood that is, I guess they're using the wood from post-consumer. It's not harvested trees, but they're using it from produced goods that they grind up and it has good properties for odor control and absorbency and all of that.
Sure, so after the fact, like what
already the, manufactured things sure. that are being reclaimed and turned into cat
green,
litter, I
doesn't
guess.
It have green tea or
I
something?
I think it does. It has green tea leaves, and that's an antioxidant and properties there too. So
okay, cool.
Yep.
All right. What else at the store? What can you?
Well, we always, every single month, put out about over a dozen different promotions. Those are visible. You can see them on our website, as well as when you come into the store. They're typically on our end caps. But in addition to that, we have a mobile website, which you can go out to your, it's not like you go out to your app store and right. download it. It's more you just go out to your internet browser, search for Perk Valley Pet Eatery, and when our store pops up, because you're on a mobile device, our mobile website automatically defaults to your
formats to
your screen.
Okay.
And on there you can find store events. You can look at, there's a coupon section where you can click on that. And we have 6 or 7 coupons that change on a monthly basis that are pretty lucrative. Sometimes you can get a free toy, you can get free treats, you can get dollars off. There's just a whole range of things that you can get. You just need to show the coupon on your mobile phone. You can also, we have a texting club, so you can enter, you can click on that, enter your cell phone and receive texts from us on a monthly basis, usually related to some type of promo. A lot of times I'll send out a text on Toy and Treat Tuesday, so you can save an extra 5% for a total of 15% rather than 10 by just showing your phone and the text message. And you can also sign up for our email club. You have access to our desktop website from the mobile website. So there's a lot of really, really cool things on that mobile website. Most importantly, the mobile coupon. So, you know, plan ahead, just like you're going to the grocery store getting
sure.
ready. You know, you may need to purchase a bag of treats, but from your pet food purchase that day, you might be eligible for a free bag of treats or something like that. So we encourage people to review the mobile coupons before they come in and do their shopping.
Now, you guys sound so interactive. I need to talk to you about my website because I don't even know how to get to Facebook.
Well, now you brought up Facebook. That's really, I'm on it a couple of times a day. It's really the best way for you to stay in touch with what's going on at the store, from events to cute pictures to, you know, information about anything, a whole range of topics. I touch Facebook quite often. So that's really the best way to find out about, you know, on a daily basis what's going on at Perk Valley Pet Eatery. But we do Twitter and Instagram and
sure.
all of those things as well. Our website is pvpeteatery.com, and there's a lot of information out there as well about the store and
PVP Eatery or just PV
P. P is in Perk, V is
sure.
in Valley, Pet Eatery.
.com.
So right, pvpeteatery.com.
Gotcha.
And you know, all of our, there's a calendar out there with all of our events. So but in addition to all of that, we have a hospitality area within the store. We have TVs within the store that have commercials going on, and there's couches and a coffee maker and coffee machine, and that hospitality area also becomes a seminar area and a dog training area. We work with BarkBusters, and
tell me about dog training.
Well, it's Jerry Wagner with BarkBusters, and she's in Collegeville. Information is on our website and also at the store if you needed. She does a 4-week class at the store on Thursday nights from 7 to 8:30. So that's a real interactive, basically an obedience, introduction to obedience. But BarkBusters also does private training within homes. So Jerry has a territory in the Collegeville area, and she'll go around. She's helped a lot of dogs with issues ranging from, you know,
aggression
and
barking. Bad habits.
She's an animal behaviorist as well, so right. she's got a real good resume. But she does classes at our store. She's in the middle of one right now, But if you contact the store, we can put you in touch with Jerry.
Now, does she take on interns? I'm trying to find someplace to teach me to train dogs. Oftentimes, people contact me and they're not just wanting me to walk their dog or watch their house and pet their, when they're on vacation. They're looking for behavior modification type things. And I'm not really trained for that, so I always beg off of that. I don't want to take on a job that I'm really not qualified for. Do you know if she takes on interns to train folks to be trainers?
I believe
BarkBusters is actually a franchise, so I think that their franchisor would supply that, but I guess only really in the realm of opening your own franchise.
Right.
So I'm not sure that she's actually engaging in mentorship or teaching others to train dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there are opportunities to gain dog training experience through different organizations that are out there.
Gotcha. Now, in our last couple of minutes, did we miss anything?
Yeah, I did. I had one thing I wanted to talk about is that with every small business, and we like to actively engage in supporting our community and ongoing, and this is any day scenario at the store, there are two things that we actively give to that are supported by our store. First of all, we actively support our local food pantry, and their name is the Daily Bread Community Food Pantry, and they are about to move into a new facility off of Route 29 Gravel Pike in our Perk Valley neighborhood community.
So that's in Trap also.
Well, it's actually around Ron's, which is just on the outskirts of the Trap. It's about a mile to a mile and a half away from our store where they're moving into a new facility. So anyway, Loretta and her husband Joel are the originators of that particular effort, and they've poured their lives into that. So our company basically gives back in the sense that we're taking all of our write-offs, our returns that have been written off by vendors. Then instead of wasting the food, it goes to support a cause. And a lot of people get to keep their pets that may not have the wherewithal and the funds to support them financially. So that particular food pantry supports around 500 families in our area. So it really is it's sad, but it is it's going for a good cause.
Now, you don't think that there are that many families that just can't provide food for their animals, but I guess there's a lot of need out
there. It's for humans. It's a human food pantry. If families come to get food for their families, and if they have pets, then
well, both.
I know it
supports both things.
Right.
Obviously, the pet food is the small of the whole there. But,
right. To bring some pet food along. Mm-hmm. If people can't afford food for themselves, sometimes they'd rather give food for their pets and starve themselves. Pets are like our brothers and sisters.
They don't want to give up their pets.
The food pantry, the Daily Bread Food Pantry, will be at Barktoberfest with a table. We're actually providing them with a really nice gift basket. So they're, selling raffle tickets to raise money. There's always a need all the time, 365 days a year for food. So people can bring human food to our store to drop off, and we always can make sure that we can get it to them.
Well, Gordon and Sue, believe it or not, our time is up, and we want to thank you for coming here.
Thanks for having us.
And, thank you.
Come on out to Barktoberfest.
Yes, 1180 WFYL, and this is Pet Chat. We'll talk to you next week. Jacques Doolittle signing off. Take care.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, 1 second, I'm taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.